Hi, it's your three strikes, the groundbreaking three strikes. It's back, having been pushed aside for endless gutter shows in recent weeks. What a waste of time they were. Jeez. Fuad Hassan is with us, as is Christian Walsh, as is Dan. And this is a very, very unique kind of three strikes in that it's effectively one big fucking strike. What I've basically shoehorned in is a discussion about the allegations made against Manchester City this week. So we're going to divide the topic down into three sections. We're going to, strike one will be the process. I want to talk about the road towards the hearing that Manchester City will face and how that will affect the club and what the lived experience will be for football, for their fan base and for all the personnel of that club. The second strike will contemplate punishment. Let me stress, we are not here to try Manchester City Football Club. I just want to talk hypothetically, because it's been all over the media, what kind of sanctions might be applied in the event that successful prosecutions are brought. The third strike I've entitled the reparations. Now, this is a much more abstract one, really, but it's been talked about again in the media. In the event that there's successful prosecutions against that football club, there has been talk, for example, in the past week of some clubs seeking some sort of financial redress because maybe their fortunes took a different turn because of what happened, maybe as a result of alleged breaches. So we will discuss some hypotheticals there and hopefully take it away from the slightly comedic element where we've seen Lucas Leiva quoted on Twitter as, when do I get my league winners medal and things like that. I want to try and stay grown up on this one. So if I stop being grown up, somebody slap me down quickly. Because boy, the temptation to do otherwise is very, very big. Let's go back to my proposed strike one, the process. I'll start with you, Dan Austin. I feel... Look, what's happening is groundbreaking, ground shaking for English football at the moment, maybe for world football, arguably. The allegations are all over the media now. You feel to make sense of this for all concerned, for those who want to prosecute, for those around Manchester City Football Club who want to prove their innocence of all allegations, that it would be better if this happened within a tangible timescale. I mean, I was reading the media this morning, but there's some talk of it could take 2 years. I'm just not sure really how a long drawn-out process benefits any party.
I understand that. That would be, you know, if it ends up being 2 years or even longer or whatever the timescale is, it's essentially an inherent era / period, whatever you would call it, of total uncertainty.
Yes.
Of, well, are we watching a title race or Arsenal in one? If Manchester City were to buy a slew of footballers in the summer, Is that all right? What does that mean for the rest of everything? So I get that it wouldn't really help and that nobody would feel good about it at all from kind of either side, if you'd call it sides. But I think what they will want to do more than anything is to do it right rather than with speed / haste.